So let's say I own a startup. It's been doing well, but it's time to grow. Under the old rules of the Securities and Exchange Commission, I could quietly approach my wealthy friends. Ooh, here's one now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Maria.
Wait. First, I should tell you Joe has to be an accredited investor. That means he must make at least $200,000 a year or have a net worth of $1 million, not including his house. Since I've seen his flashy car, I'm pretty sure he qualifies. So, Joe, would you be interested in making a private investment?
I might be.
I've got a really great opportunity. Let's set up a time when we can talk some more.
Sounds good.
Under those old rules, I can do more than talk to my wealthy friends. I can talk to a whole room full of accredited investors, what's called an angel group. Now, enter the Jobs Act, specifically a provision called Title II. It gives private companies yet another option, and that's advertising for investors. So far in St. Louis, the first to take advantage of this is a tech company called BusyEvent. I asked co-founder David Schenberg how raising money for BusyEvent under this new rule has been different.
So, yeah, if you go to BusyEvent.com, there's an investor button on our website that we couldn't have put there before.
Schenberg's company created an app for trade shows. They're now trying to raise $1 million. Asking for that publicly would be a violation of the old rules. Under the new rules, Schenberg says there's an advantage to advertising for investors. BusyEvent did well, getting $20,000 and $30,000 for the first stage. But trying to get investors who give $500,000 or $1 million, that wasn't so easy.
There's plenty of places to go and compete for and get your first $50,000. And then there's VC or Super Angel or some of these angel groups. But there's nothing in the middle.
He thinks advertising will help reach a whole new group of investors and grow companies like his. So with this ability to publicly seek investors, why is BusyEvent the only company in town doing so? Clifford Holkamp, the director of the entrepreneurship platform at Washington University's Olin School of Business, explains it this way.
I think we're all being cautious with regard to the new rules. They sound simple enough, but there's always ramifications that you're not sure of.
Holkamp says those rules require companies to make sure their investors are accredited. Remember my wealthy friend Joe? Under the old rules, he has to prove to the Securities and Exchange Commission that he meets those wealth requirements. The new rules put the onus on companies themselves, and it's up to them to vet their investors. But how will investors know they're not buying into something like, say, the Brooklyn Bridge?
The fear is that if you have a mass marketing approach, you're going to open the door to people who want to perpetrate fraud.
That's Mike Alderson, chairman of the finance department at St. Louis University's John Cook School of Business. Alderson says with private investment, there's less publicly available information about a company, so knowing the people involved is important. But he says even with advertising for investors, he still expects both sides will want to meet face-to-face.
I'd say it's a lot like online dating. You know, the first thing that happens is maybe a coffee shop meeting after information is exchanged, but you have to pass the coffee shop test before you get any farther down the road.
In fact, that's exactly BusyEvent's approach. David Schenberg says they want to reach new investors through advertising, then they plan to do things the old way and follow up in person. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.